This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sonny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged newly inducted civil servants to focus on improving governance with the spirit of Jan Bhagidari. Prime Minister, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, addressed that the officer trainees on the 99th Common Foundation course in Arambh 6.0 at Ekta Nagar yesterday. The importance of having strong feedback mechanisms and improving grievance redressal systems was also highlighted by the Prime Minister. He urged the young civil servants to improve the ease of learning for citizens. A correspondent reports that the badge includes 653 officer trainees from across 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. Earlier, on reaching Ekta Nagar in Gujarat, Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of project worth over 280 crore rupees. The projects inaugurated yesterday include 4 megawatt solar projects and sub-district hospital in Ekta Nagar. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for Bonsai Garden and the Sarai Sarovar Dam Experience Center. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment in India's defense and aerospace journey. Sharing the article on the social media platform LinkedIn, Mr. Modi said that the speed of execution is breathtaking from the foundation stone to operational facility in just 2 years. He further said that the defense production has soared to 1.27 lakh rupees, a lakh crore rupees in 223-24, and the Prime Minister said that the complete defense ecosystem has been transformed. Mr. Modi and Spanish President Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing C-295 aircraft in Vadodara, Gujarat on Monday. Deepavali, the festival of light, has been celebrated today across the country. The festival marks the victory of good over evil. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, and Lord Ganesha on this occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Deepavali. In a message, the president said that Deepavali is a festival of happiness and enthusiasm and symbolizes the victory of knowledge over ignorance and good over evil. The president said, on the auspicious occasion of Deepavali, we should illuminate our conscience, adopt virtues of love and compassion, and promote social harmony. Today is National Unity Day. Every year on the 31st of October, the country commemorates the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who is the pivotal figure in India's struggle for independence and the first Deputy Prime Minister and the Home Minister of the country. National Unity Day serves as a reminder of his efforts to unite the diverse princely states into the single nation and fosters a spirit of solidarity among the people of the country. Renowned for his exceptional leadership and unyielding commitment to the national integration, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel is fondly remembered as the Iron Man of India. The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare under the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions has notified the additional installment of Dearness Allowance of Central Government Employees and Dearness Relief to Pensioners due from the 1st of July this year. The Union Cabinet has approved 3% additional installment of Dearness Allowance and the Dearness Relief to the Central Government Employees and Pensioners. Central Government Pensioners or the Family Pensioners will become entitled to the higher amount of Dearness Allowance and the Dearness Relief to the existing rate from 50% to 53% of the basic pension of Family Pension. And that is the end of this news bulletin.